So welcome everyone to day 26 of the Winter Feast for the Soul on this beautiful snowy morning. To begin, let's just take a nice deep breath in. Slow breath out. Regulating our nervous system. Letting the body train the mind to settle into the present moment awareness. And before we begin, just take a moment to just notice how you are this morning. Just this practice in and of itself, to pause and to notice how we are, really can kind of get us sort of primed for noticing many of the topics that we've been talking about. Really just taking that moment to settle in. First, noticing how your body feels in this very moment. Just noticing if you're tired or achy or energized by the conversation this morning. Just noticing body. And there's a kind of generosity that it takes to just pay attention to ourselves in a non-judgmental, warm, gentle, kind way. So we're not trying to fix, manage, or improve. We're just trying to notice how we are. Like a little inventory. And then shifting from the body to your heart, metaphorically. Just noticing feelings and emotions. Just taking a moment. Just turn our attention to notice any feelings and emotions that are arising for us this morning. The ones we want, happy, content, joyful. And the ones we don't want, lonely, sad, frustrated. Just noticing what's in our heart this morning. Again, with a sense of kindness and gentleness, not trying to fix or manage. Really being curious and interested as best we can. And then shifting from your heart to your mind, just noticing how your mind is this morning. Not so much what you're thinking, but how you're thinking. Noticing if it's racing, falling into the future, drifting to the past. Feels empty, stuck. Just noticing the mind. And then letting go of all of that and coming back to this general sense of how you are right now. I think one of the things that our meditation practice really trains us to do is to just notice. To just notice without necessarily reacting to or responding to, but just giving ourselves this pause button. Particularly when the topic is calm. So we've been talking about just regulating our nervous system with a deep breath in, long breath out, really giving ourselves a sense of pause in a situation. And yesterday we talked about really the enemy of calm being fear, just noticing if anything bad is actually happening right now. And then today I wanted to talk a little bit about the other obvious enemy of calm, which is anger, which is a natural emotion. We don't want to necessarily get rid of it, but we want to respond to it skillfully. We want to really lean into the wisdom that can come from our anger. So I want to invite you today to just notice ponder, reflect on what's your relationship to anger, the energy of anger, and noticing whether it's a habitual pattern, noticing what your usual responses are to it, noticing how you feel about your anger. We have a lot of sort of beliefs, particularly in this culture, about anger. The girls don't get angry. Not true. We know that. Or can't express it. Or finding skillful ways to respond to anger. Again, we don't want to get rid of it. We want to respond to it skillfully. It can be a red flag that our needs aren't getting met in a relationship, or that a situation needs to be addressed. It can give us the motor to take action, but it can also be a habit. So just noticing your general response to anger, your general beliefs about anger, how it shows up in your life, and knowing that you can always take the pause, the deep breath, and choose the way that you want to respond to anger, to use its wisdom side and not get caught into the habitual neurosis side of it. That's your homework for today. So let's shift to the more formal practice. So again, taking your seat, feeling the sense of ground underneath you, feet on the floor, seat on the seat, weight of the body resting. From that sense of being grounded, feeling the length of your back, upright but not rigid, allowing the shoulders to be relaxed, the sense of opening, softening, and then resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it, and allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body, the warmth and support of our practice together.